If there arise among you a prophet or a dreamer of dreams, and giveth thee a sign or a wonder, and the sign or the wonder come not to pass, whether he spake unto thee, saying, Let us go after other gods, which thou hast not known, and let us serve them, thou shalt not hearken unto the words of that prophet, or that dreamer of dreams, for the Lord your God proveth you to know whether you love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. So what's he saying here? Look, Muhammad is saying serve another God because Allah is not the God. They'll say, oh, we believe in the same God. No, we don't. Amen. There's differences, believe me. There's differences, okay? For one thing, their God doesn't believe that Jesus Christ is God. So that's a difference, isn't it? He's not the same God. Look, Allah just means God in Arabic. That's what it means. So, and they believe that their God is the right God, but their God is a false God. He's the moon God. He was a false idol that they believed in there, and he just made it into this other religion. Amen. And really, it's the devil, okay? Just like every other false religion. Amen. So, turn to 1 Timothy 2. 1 Timothy 2. 1 Timothy 2, verse number 4. 1 Timothy 2, verse number 4. The Bible says, Who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth? For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. There's only one God, and there's only one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. It's not the man Muhammad. Okay? Muhammad's not talked about in the Bible. He's not a legit prophet. It's not Muhammad. It's not the succession of prophets. It's not the Imam Mahdi or whatever. Okay? And here's the thing. They believe in the end times that there's going to be this great caliphate. And basically what that means is that Islam is going to take over the world. Okay? And they believe that this Imam Mahdi, basically he's kind of like what would be our Christ, right? And they say that Jesus is going to come back with this guy and Jesus is going to kill everybody in the whole world. So this Imam Mahdi is going to come back and he's going to rule the world and that Jesus, our Jesus, is going to come back and kill everybody that's not Muslim. Okay? Well, that kind of sounds like what the Antichrist is going to do, doesn't it? So, you see how they're waiting for the Antichrist, just like the Jews are waiting for the Antichrist, and just like all these other religions are waiting for their guy to come back or whatever. But they're going to be sadly mistaken because that's not the Jesus of the Bible. They might call him Jesus, but he's not going to be Jesus.